Well, you can't have a farm bill without the resources. It's just a piece of paper. You know, you can map out the investment needed in the infrastructure for rural communities, and you can draw up the just the right safety net to stabilize the ag economy and price risk and weather risk with crop insurance. You can have just the perfect farm bill, but if you don't have the resources, it doesn't work. And in fact, I don't think it's working now because of a lack of resources. We spend too much money. We're deep in debt, $31 trillion. We have the highest debt load we've ever carried as a country, over 120% debt to GDP. The last time we had that level of indebtedness was just after World War II, but that was a world war. We were fighting in two parts of the world. Today, we have relative peace and relative prosperity, and things are just going to get worse when you look at the projections. We actually have a gap of $1.5 trillion in our budget and the funding of the people's government. And that $1.5 trillion, called a deficit, an annual deficit, will be $3 trillion in 10 years. The interest alone, just the interest on the debt, Tony, is over $500 billion today. It'll be $1.5 trillion annually in 10 years. And probably in 2 years, we'll spend more to service the debt than we spend on all of national defense, homeland security, and veterans. Now, that is a problem, and that is a debt crisis that looms over our country. So it's about prioritization, right? We're doing too many things. The federal government was never intended to do this much. We were supposed to focus on a few things and do them well. Food security would be one. But our debt is crowding out investment in defense. We're at decades low if you look at spending on the military per capita or per GDP. But the farm bill is another example, you know. If you can't feed your own people, you're not going to be a secure nation, and you're certainly not going to be the leader of the free world for very long. And so you've got to get the farm bill and our food supply infrastructure right. The safety net doesn't work today because of the input cost. It's because of inflation. We've had drought. We have supply chain problems that are post-COVID that are still not functioning the way they should. But the real issue is, input costs have just run away from our producers, so their margin is thin to negative, and the safety net can't kick in. Even if prices were good, even if they're decent prices, the margin's horrible. So we've got to fix that, and that's going to require resources. That's where my position, being a West Texan and as the budget chair for the United States House of Representatives, I get to work with G.T. Thompson, our ag chairman, as I met with him a few days ago and said, hey, let's work on figuring out how we can save some money in the farm bill on reforms to food stamps, also known as supplemental nutrition, save some money on program integrity in farm programs, by the way. There's waste, fraud, and abuse in those. And let's quit doing this ad hoc disaster spending, which is about 80% of our spend over the last 5 years. We needed it, but Tony, we can't have unbudgeted ad hoc disaster spending. We need to have structural changes, structural enhancements, and the resources to make that safety net work, or we're going to have a lot of farmers out of business, and we're going to have less security and stability in the ag economy.